Hey there, are you a happiness seeker? Have you survived trauma and pain? And are you ready to heal and transform? Then stay tuned in. You are listening to the Open to Happiness podcast, and I am your host, Nicoleta. Welcome. You've been on 7 weeks of self-discovery already, and you are now on your way to healing and transformation. You spend months exploring the circumstances of your given life. You allow time and space for understanding, and you understood that you're made of four parts, body, mind, soul, and social persona, and how these four parts of you interact with each other and the outer environment. You also understood where you're coming from, and you looked at the universe, the earth, and the nature surrounding you. You understood and accepted that science and religion have influenced your life and have shaped you into the person that you are today. And you understood that there is truth and manipulation in your life script, and that the source of your suffering is also the source of your healing. You then unpacked your past history from birth to date. You understood and accepted the family dynamic and the transgenerational trauma. You then understood and accepted how you developed attachment, intimacy, and boundaries, and your current relational style. You then considered your ancestors' myths, fantasies, fiction, folklore stories, and imagination, and you understood how they molded your culture, your family, and your own life. And this understanding helped you complete a four circle relationship review, which allowed you to let go, to consider surrendering to what was and to what is and cannot be changed. This surrender helped you to take distance from your relational conflicts and see your past through a more mature perspective. And as a result, you reframed your self-narrative, you searched and you started to find some meaning in your pain, and you then learned the lessons brought onto your path, which got you started on exploring the possibility of forgiveness. And this stage in the program, you have already moved through the first 5 steps of Real Transformation Framework: the understanding, the acceptance, the letting go, the learning, and the forgiveness. And from this moment on, you will be gradually permitting yourself to embrace healing. The forgiveness in step 5, like all of the previous 4 steps, is a lifelong experience. But when you start to connect with this level of consciousness, well, there is no way back. Don't get me wrong. You will definitely fall back into the learned judgment of the program Tunnel Mind on a regular basis. But as you now live from a place of mindful awareness, you are able to bring yourself back into a sense of presence more often and for longer periods of time. And you will build on that every day. In fact, for the rest of your life, you will be experimenting up and down in this spiral of awareness. And you will go deeper and deeper, moving through these steps of real transformation to expand your understanding, to deepen your acceptance, and to let go more and more. And in that process, you will see your past experience from distance, from new perspectives. And this way, you will extract more meaning from your suffering, and you will learn the lessons that have been given to you to feel forgiveness and to feel healing at the depth of your being and to transform from the inside out. I feel that you have passed the most difficult stage when you have confronted the painful experience of relating with others, of feeling unheard, of feeling ignored and insignificant. But you know deep within your heart that other people's behaviors are not fully your responsibility, and you accept that they responded in life from their own level of conscious awareness at that time. Yes, most likely that there have been times when you felt unheard, unseen, or disconsidered, but you have understood by now that your worth is not defined by those past experiences. And it is clear for you by now that you do not measure your value in life through the experience of your past. Your worth is not determined by your first years of life that happen within the family environment and the school, within your little culture. And your worth is not determined by your experience in your social life, in the relationships that you have built perhaps, or maybe you have broken at times. And some of them maybe have been still left unrepaired and unclosed. You know by now that you are valuable, whoever you are, however you are, whatever you have and do, and whatever your relationships with others. You are a valuable human being because you exist. You have been given this gift of life, which carries value in itself. You know, this life was given to you with a purpose. This life is meaningful beyond your ability to comprehend right now. And then you have the rest of your life to reflect on this and to contribute to the world. And so, if you are a valuable human being, you are worthy of respect and you should hold yourself in high regard no matter what. I know this might come a little bit difficult to you if you have had parents that, or maybe even caregivers, other caregivers, that have been at times emotionally unavailable to you, that have been lacking the skills of conscious parenting because they had no insight in that, or maybe this is how they've been programmed themselves, you know. And secondly, maybe they were trapped in their own drama and they didn't observe you in the way that they should have. Often, we lack self-esteem because people around us have not showed us respect. When parents are not present, they make us feel like we don't matter, like we are not worthy of esteem. And it is true. When you were little, you did not have the tools to change this. But these days, you are in charge of your life and you cannot let others define who you are and how you feel inside. This journey of self-discovery is designed to help you learn to bring back your focus onto the present moment and connect with those amazing resources inside of you, to live from a place of oneness and to stop listening to that negative self-narrative that is full of doubts and still hears the voices of your caregivers. This is your choice. This is your power. And no one can take it away from you. You have now moved into a different stage in your life, into a different relationship with yourself, where you draw your sense of confidence from your own sense of value and worth, and not from the stories of the past. I would like you to repeat these positive affirmations out loud every day. I am worthy. I hold myself in high regard. I am confident. Because these affirmations will rewire your neural pathways and will bring you closer to the person that you are working to become. I know from my own experience and the experience of many others that it's not always easy to sustain a high level of confidence, self-esteem, and self-worth, and that doubt can creep in, especially when we find ourselves in novel circumstances, maybe around, you know, new people and new relationships where patterns of the past can be easily revived in us unconsciously. However, I would like to remind you that your perception in your relationships, in your life, is very subjective, and that your happiness is not directly related to these relationships, but to what you make of them. Never forget that the nature of your program mind, the nature of your tunnel mind, is this way. And always remember that your entire cognitive functioning, including other mental processes like thinking, attention, concentration, memory, speech, motivation, volition, sensation, learning, problem solving, and so on, this functioning is highly conditioned by others. And all of this brainwashing has left in you many limiting beliefs. And as you work on yourself, you will learn to identify these unhealthy core beliefs and strip yourself from what is old and unreal in you, and allow for those facets that have been suppressed to maybe come out to the surface, to feel free to manifest in you. And this is how you liberate yourself from all of these chains of the past, from all of these chains of domestications that have squashed your true being. In this process of self-discovery and healing, you learn to be more self-accepting and self-loving, and you will gradually reconnect with those parts of you that you have disowned in the past because maybe they were not accepted by your caregivers, maybe they did not fit their limiting beliefs, maybe they were not aligned to what was considered the norm in the society you grew up in. And as you recognize and accept these facets of you that have been rejected as a coping mechanism to survive throughout those initial years, you will let go of the anger you feel towards all of those that have squashed you, and you will become more clear that they have acted this way, not with the intention to hurt you, but because they did not know any better. And with this learning, you will allow for forgiveness to arise in you. Forgiveness for the others, and forgiveness for yourself, and forgiveness for what you have missed through time. And then, like always, when you move through these 7 steps of real transformation process, the forgiveness will permit you to connect with that feeling of healing that was bursting in you to come out. And as you heal from what others did to you, you also heal from what you did to the others. And I don't know, maybe you heal from what you did to yourself through your times of self-deceit. And this feeling of healing is very powerful, and you will naturally taste it in stages. And the more you do, the more you get in touch with and embrace your real self. And as you embrace your real self, your true self, you live more and more an intentional life. You live on purpose. When you live on purpose, you are consciously aware of what fires you up, what gives you pleasure, and what brings you joy, and you connect with your meaning and your scope in life. When you live on purpose, you embrace your gifts and talents, and you contribute to the humanity and the world. You let go of the money scarcity, and you connect with that courage inside of you to do what you love in life. You have listened to the Opening to Happiness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, show us your love, share, subscribe, or give us a review. Thank you.